We're going to talk about this as Tower of Babel, or Babel, as people say. But there's some things you need to understand. We're going to talk about the what happened, and we're going to talk about some things. So the story goes, right? They did this thing. They built this tower. Now, God has said, go out and fill the whole world. Instead, they said no. We're going to talk about that. And then they said, no, we're going to go to this one place. We're going to build this big old tower. We're going to build a city, and we're going to make a name for ourselves, and we're going to be safe and secure and all that stuff. And they disobeyed God, and then God judged them. All right. All that is true. So they did three things, really. We're going to talk about these three things as we get into this, which is becoming a sermon series instead of one sermon. They did man's will instead of God's will. We're going to have a sermon about that. They did things their way. And they didn't obey God in faith because they were looking for something else. So instead of doing what God said, they went and built this thing, and they did it out of the sin of selfishness and pride. They said, look, we want to be somebody cool. We want to be somebody big. We want to make a name for ourselves. And so we're going to build this big old city. Man, is this going to be so cool? People are going to know about us. Those are those Babel people, man. They're cool. And so they're looking to do something themselves. And then actually in the end, which we'll be talking about when we get more into this passage, they were building this tower. Now, how many of you have ever seen pictures or what people think the tower looked like? Here we go. You can go on online. There's a whole bunch of them. But basically, it was a ziggurat. And they were building this thing, and they said, we're going to build it as high as the heavens itself. And so what they were really trying to do was this. I mean, people think, well, there's a couple different versions of what people think. Okay, we're going to build it clear up to the heavens. Did they think they were really going to do that? You know, how often? What would you say that? 30,000 feet? You get up into the atmosphere? No, I don't. You know, what they were trying to do, in almost all of the ziggurats are temples. Okay. We're going to build our way back to God on our own. We're going to create this monument on our own that we're going to do, and they do it by building bricks, and the normal bricks there were just straw and mud and stuff. And so, but if you bake the bricks, they have 10 times as much strength and density. And so they did that. And then they hooked it all together with instead, they say tar. Some say tar, but other ones say pitch. But what it really was tar. An oil product, and you could put it, they use that instead of cement or concrete that they would mix up out of sand and different things. This they made out of this tar, and it would harden up, but it would stick really good. And that's exactly the same stuff that Moses or Noah used to cover the ark, to make it waterproof. It's also the same stuff that when Moses was put in the basket and put into the river, they filtered that little basket with the same stuff, tar. It's Tumamen or something. We'll be getting into that. Probably in there. And so, you know, some people think, well, what they're really trying to do is create this big old tower, make it flood-proof for the next time it came. And they weren't really answering, you know, or believing in God that he said he's never going to flood the earth again. So we're going to make this thing. We're going to waterproof it all on the outside in case it floods again, and we'll go up there. But that's not what it was. It was a temple to build themselves a way back to God. So there's three things they did. Number one, they didn't do God's will. They did their own. They weren't faithful and they weren't obedient. Then the second thing was they succumbed to their own pride and the sin of selfishness and pride. And then the third thing was they were trying to work their way back to God on their own. So those are the three things that we're going to look at as we look at this story. And we're going to see each one of those is going to be a sermon of its own. Why? Because we do the same thing. We do every one of those. Not the same way they did by building a tower. Not the same way that they did by building a city. Not the same way that they did by creating this area that's secure. Because God said, look, go out into the whole world. Hey, I'm going to have to probably go out and live in a cave or build some sort of a little tent with animal skins and have no people around me. God, I'm not doing that. That's crazy talk. No, we're going to all gather together. We're going to build this city. We're going to have all the resources around us, and we're going to put a wall around it like they did. And we're going to be safe, and we're going to build our own security because, God, that's what we want. And so we're going to see that. How do we do that? And we don't necessarily do it that way, right? But how much of the time do we say, God, I don't want your plan. It's too scary. God, I don't want your plan because I got plans of my own. We're going to look at that. And again, it's a whole sermon. And then we're going to look at, you know, what do we do? How does pride come into our lives when we start to say, I'm doing this because I need people to like me, or I'm doing this because I need love and acceptance, all these things. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we're going to see how do we as Christians try to earn our way back into favor with God? Work our way. How do we create this system where we can be in control and work our way back to God? Now, we don't necessarily build a tower, but we do other things. So we're going to be talking about that over the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe. So I'm going to end with this, sort of. There's two different kinds of people. How many of you have heard this joke before? There's two different kinds of people. Those people who say there's two different kinds of people and those people that don't. No, there's two different kinds of people. There's God's people and there's other people. Everybody else. Everybody else. And so you're either a child of God or you're the other people. Here's why. Let me go back. Here's why this sermon is called Seeking the Abundant Life the Wrong Way. When you become a child of God, your eternal destiny is secure. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been part of the most important thing that any human being can experience ever. By far, I don't know, hundreds of times more, thousands of times more important than anything else that can happen. That is the most important thing that could happen. So I'm telling you, we talked about this before. If you have done that, find joy in it because you have been a part of the greatest thing ever in the history of all humanity. I know where my eternal life is going to happen. And I know a little bit about it from reading Scripture. And that should carry me through some of the, when my house burns down and the neighborhood around me goes up in flames. And Bill has said it. You know, there are stories that have come out of people saying that. It's just stuff. It's not me. I know where I'm going. And so know that that's true. But then here's the other thing. This is why I'm saying this. If you have Christ, Christ has made available to every one of us the pathway to an abundant life. But how are we seeking it? That's the question. Are we seeking it our way, man's way? Or are we seeking it God's way? And so I'm going to explain to you what those things mean before we get into the actual story of the Tower of Babel. We're going to be looking at why did those people, this is the why of it. This is the why of it that we're going to examine before we get into the how it happened, what were the consequences. We're going to say, why would people do this? What do you think? What do you think they were after? What do you think? Because I'm telling you, there's two kinds of people, but because God created us all, we all have the same needs. We all do. We all have the same needs. What do you think they were after? They had seen, you know, God. This was probably somewhere between 100 to 300 years after the flood. That's what the historians say, looking at the generations and everything. So say 300 years. The United States isn't 300 years old yet. So, okay, I get it. It was probably a while back that the flood actually happened, but somehow God is still being talked about. And so these people, they knew there was a God, and they knew that God had said, no, here's the deal. Noah, sons of Noah, when you get out of here, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be fruitful and multiply. Yeah, we can do that. Then I want you to spread out over the whole earth. That command was still in place, and these people disobeyed. So why do you think they did that?
They wanted to be like God.
Yeah. No, they actually wanted to be God. Yeah, of their own life. That's right. And so we see, you know, everybody is looking for the abundant life. And unfortunately, what you know, just like the kids, they think, hey, the abundant life for me would be, hey, I can stay up all night, I can eat all the candy I want, I don't have to go to school, you know, my mom and dad won't make me do any chores. That would be the abundant. No, it isn't. See, they had a different idea of what an abundant life would be, and so they're after it. Why do you think they did what they did? Because they're trying to fulfill the same needs everyone else has. They were looking for security. They were looking for an identity. They were looking for a purpose in their life. They were looking for love and acceptance. We want to be cool. We want to be the cool kids on the block so people will look at us and say, yeah, they're good. We know who they are. Those are the Babelites. They're looking to fulfill the same soul needs that every one of us has, only they were looking at it, looking for it, man's way instead of God's way. And we're all susceptible to that. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. How and why did they do this? What is it in people that causes them to look for stuff? And I'm going to end up soon. We went, I guess I can say this, Carol and I went to a movie a couple days ago about Bob Dylan. It's out there. Yeah, I had this conversation with Josh before. He has a Bob Dylan shirt on. Before the service, said, hey, we saw the movie. Here's what I came away from. The guy was extremely talented, extremely successful, made a ton of money, and he was miserable the whole time. Because he was looking to fulfill the needs of his soul, man's way, and unfortunately for him, it all worked. This is it? This is it? You got to be kidding me. So we all have those same needs. How are you trying to fulfill them? See, that's the point of this whole thing when we get to the end is we can fall into that same trap so easily to fulfill the needs that God gave us that were originally designed completely to be fulfilled by Him alone. And here I am out trying to get this career and get this money and get some notoriety and get a million followers on Facebook. If people still go on Facebook, I don't know. And if I just have this much security and have income and resources around me, that I can keep my house from burning down. My $17 million Malibu beach home. No. And so we fall prey to that same thing. So what I'm going to try to, as the point of this thing is going to be, look, here's what happens when you try to fulfill these needs. They were trying to be more secure. We're just going to, we're not going to go out there and live in caves and be all, animals will eat us. You know, what if other people attack us? No, we need to be in a big city with a big wall and we need to be the cool kids. So they did something completely different than what God had in mind. Because they're trying to fulfill the needs of their soul using manly techniques. The problem is, even as children of God, now I don't believe these were children of God. We'll talk about that. But even as children of God, those temptations are always there because the sinfulness part of you is still in there. The sin that lives in you, the brokenness, the fleshly part of you is saying, no, do it this way. As you said, no, we can control things. No. Do it. Eat the candy. Stay up all night. Play the video games. It's telling us that all the time. And God says, no, I got a whole other plan. Guess what? It's going to be so counterintuitive to you, it'll seem ridiculous. But trust me, it's the right way. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're trying to see God's plan for us that the abundant life is available to those that are children of God, and it's a completely different plan than probably what you think or what people would think. Give up everything you have, go to Africa to be a missionary, live in poverty. What, are you an idiot? That isn't going to supply all your needs, all these things. No, you need it. And God says, no, here's what you need. You need me. That's it. Because I'll supply all those other things. You just follow me. And yet we don't. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to close, get you out of here in a reasonable amount of time. Father, we're very prone to making the same stupid mistakes that the people of Babel made. And we need your help in overcoming the flesh and the fleshly desires of ourselves, our broken selves, so that we can indeed experience the abundant life that you have made available to those that are your children, and it takes constant care and effort on our part and awareness because we easily fall into the trap of our sinfulness. Lord, work in us. Lead us into your path and keep us there in Jesus' name. Amen.